I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. The Department of Public Service will expand a broadband network that could serve hundreds of customers in the Northeast Kingdom. Vermont's telecommunications director, Clay Purvis, says the state will install equipment so a private company can hook up customers throughout the region.
It has the potential to be a very positive development for the Northeast Kingdom. It allows the users of the fiber to run down side streets or run up dirt roads.
The fiber went up in 2015, but the state has not had a company that was interested in hooking up the network until now. Purvis says the state recently signed a deal with Kingdom Fiber to connect customers to the network. And Vermont is going to be getting $3 million to build, preserve, and rehabilitate affordable rental housing for extremely low-income families. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders says this marks the third year in a row that Vermont will receive an allocation from the National Housing Trust Fund. In Vermont, the money is administered by the Vermont Housing and Conservation Board. Board Executive Director Gus Selig says the trust has already helped seven projects across the state with 182 affordable homes for some of Vermont's most vulnerable households, including for some people who have been homeless or who are at risk of becoming homeless. Projects in Brattleboro, Rutland, Marshfield, Putney, and Pulteney have been completed. Projects in Randolph and Burlington will be completed next year. The Eye in the Sky forecast calls for any morning valley fog to be burning off, then partly to mostly sunny skies. High temperatures today, 78 to 86. For VPR News, I'm Aaron Kimball.